In today's modern time, we can edit, filter, or change a lot of photo or pictures through computers and modern technologies. We can fake our account, our profile, for others to see that we are good and beautiful. We can deceive people by our looks with the intentions and purpose of acceptance and praise. People tend to be judgmental in other people's appearance, color, religion, or belief. They easily judge because we tend to superficially lacking in depth and understanding. We accuse people of lies, deceit, and judge them without verifying facts and truth. Some of the people judge and doubt Jesus' power over evil by accusing him, "He casts out demons by Beelzebul, the ruler of the demons." The people accuse him of this because they don't believe and wanted to destroy Jesus. But the answer of Jesus is so simple that even an ordinary people will understand. He said, "Every kingdom divided against itself becomes a desert and house falls on house. If Satan also is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that I cast out the demons by Beelzebul." So Jesus concretely denying Satan and evil and giving hope to the people that the power of God will prevail. When he was tempted in the desert, he defeated the devil 3 times, and we know he will always be. From the very beginning, God is powerful over Satan and his works. So Jesus believed in the existence of forces of good and evil, of devils and angels. But he totally rejected the accusation that by Beelzebul, he cast out devils. "No, indeed," he replies, "it is with special divine help that he faces down the power of evil." So we too cannot rely simply on our own resources against evil, but call on God for help. In our current situation today, we are being reminded by the gospel to believe and trust Him, because the power of God will overcome this pandemic. He will conquer the virus and all evils in the world. We will survive through and by the power of God. God is powerful than this pandemic. He is powerful than evil. Evil produces evil, but God, even if we are in the midst of bad and evil situations, will generate good. We know at the end, God will triumph. And together with God, we will be victors as we are with Him. As He said, "Whoever is not with me is against me. And whoever does not gather with me scatters." So my dear brothers and sisters, always remember that our Lord Jesus Christ can destroy or dismantle the devil anytime he wants. But Jesus is asking us to cooperate and choose whether to embrace and let Him run our lives, or we allow the devil to control our lives. Let us pray that we may always choose our Lord over Satan, no matter how attractive he is. We pray that we may always avoid anything contrary to God. This is also a reminder for all of us during this pandemic and crisis. Christ is touching our lives. Just trust Him. So do not be afraid. God is with us. And if we are with God, no one can separate us from Him.